The Colombian army has launched a massive search for a senior Catholic bishop and a fellow priest. Both were abducted Monday as they traveled to a village near Bogota to give communion. The Colombian army blames leftist rebels. In recent years, priests in Colombia have become a more frequent target of the armed groups rooted in the country's 40-year-old civil war. Stephen Dudley reports.
Monsignor Jorge Enrique Jimenez had traveled the roads near his parish many times before. And despite the dangers of working near guerrilla-controlled territory, he'd never had any bodyguards or taken any other special security measures. On Monday, he was in the company of his driver and a schoolteacher when he was stopped on a small stretch of road near the village of San Antonio de Aguilera. Priests across the country are now rethinking their own security. Father Emilio Ballesteros works in a neighboring parish.
No conocemos ninguno de los móviles.
We don't know why he was kidnapped, Ballesteros says. He hadn't been threatened, and he didn't have any contact with any illegally armed groups. The Colombian army, however, was quick to point the finger at the country's largest guerrilla group, the FARC. Army officials said that the rebels operate in the area where Jimenez was taken captive. The driver of the bishop's car said the two men who took Jimenez away identified themselves as guerrillas. The commander of the Colombian army, General Carlos Alberto Espina, said he feared the rebels may add the bishop, who is also the president of the Latin American Bishops' Conference, to the list of the so-called swappables, a group of politicians that the FARC has kidnapped in recent months in the hopes of swapping them for guerrillas being held in Colombian jails. It's very possible, he says, that these bandits think that this is the best way to pressure the government. Colombia is a fiercely Catholic country, and the Catholic Church has a history of political involvement. The most famous of these priests who got involved in politics have joined rebel groups, but there are a host of others who analysts say have openly sided with an abusive government.
Colombia has had one of the most reactionary clergy.
Joe Broderick is a former priest, originally from Australia, who has lived in Colombia for over 30 years. He's also written two books on two former priests who became guerrilla leaders.
The Colombian hierarchy has bruised its own seminarians, its own seminaries, its own clergy. And as I say, it's produced what has traditionally been a very conservative, right-wing sort of cleric. And that has produced its opposite.
This polarization of the Catholic Church has had disastrous results. The church says that over 40 priests have been assassinated in the last 13 years, and several others abducted. The guerrillas and their arch-rivals, the illegal right-wing paramilitary groups, are the major culprits, but others target priests as well. In March, the Archbishop of Cali was gunned down after he held mass in a poor neighborhood in that southwestern city. The primary suspects are drug traffickers. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.